Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back in. Spencer German, Garrett Bush in for Ken and Lima this morning. It's the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima. Appreciate those of you jumping on in with us. We have a bunch of different things to get into. We do want to talk Cavs, but some nice listeners waited on hold through the break to jump in on the conversation about Kevin Stefanski or Andrew Barry. If you can only have one, who are you keeping? Who are you letting go? We'll go out to the phones right now. Cool Ray. Or no, let's go to Joe, actually, in Fort Campbell. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Go Browns. Listening to the whole conversation. In 2017, the Browns didn't win a game, and they started a rebuilding process, which involved drafting Baker Mayfield and making some investments. Over the next two seasons, the Browns progressed and made the playoffs in 2020. And when the 2021 season ended after Baker played injured, a lot of people were questioning whether or not Baker was going to be the team that would win them a championship. And I think we were open-minded to a quarterback idea, but then the management team decided to go all in on this investment with Deshaun Watson. And I fully believe that with how catastrophic this deal could be for the future of the Browns, when the organization decides that they're going to part ways with Deshaun Watson, everybody who was involved in the deal needs to get fired because this is going to set us back big time.
I think, Joe, to your point, like I've always said I didn't have a problem with the Browns trying to what they thought at the time was like upgrade a quarterback, right? Like I think we all saw that last year with Baker. There were some issues there. It seemed like it was between the ears, especially with him after the injury that he had. And clearly we've since learned that there were some immaturity issues and they didn't think he was mature enough. And I get all those things. So they wanted to move on. I have no problem with the fact that they tried to upgrade the position. But I think, to your point, like we'll always look back and wonder if they should have pursued somebody else.
We might have to lose Myles Garrett because of this. Like, and the cap setback.
Or at least waste his career. Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I think Joe, and I appreciate the call, man. Thanks for calling in this morning. I think Joe speaks to a large contingent of the fan base, Garrett, that does feel sort of, you know, they feel sort of frustrated by this entire situation. And I said this earlier, like a couple weeks ago, after the whole Deshaun Watson got hurt and some of the fans cheered thing. I don't know, and I understand, like, Browns fans have sat through a lot of bad. You know this, like, 0-16 in 2017, all the years before that where they were just bad, couldn't make the playoffs, all these different things. This year has felt like the most like lethargic, indifferent, disinterested this fan base has ever been in my mind because of how bad they started the season, and it was because it all centered around who was at quarterback.
When Deshaun wasn't playing well, and I used to say, look, I know Katz is a little salty, because this team has Super Bowl aspirations.
Right.
But I said, listen, I take no delight in doing victory laps and saying, I told you he was garbage, because what is going to happen is when that piece is taken off, when that chess piece is taken off the board, you're left with the ramifications of what's next.
Yeah.
And what's next is you're looking at a full-blown rebuild of some sort. Changes are going to happen.
Yeah.
When you miss on a quarterback, and here's the thing that we have to say and we have to look at. I know what human nature is. Human nature is one of those things where you want somebody to tell you exactly what your diagnosis is. You want the doctor, if you're sick and you keep going back to the hospital and they give you antibiotics and it don't work, they're giving you CAT scans, MRIs, you don't know what's going on, over-the-counter medicine's not working. After some point, you're going to go back to the doctor and tell them, listen, just tell me what's wrong. Like, I need to know something. At least if it's something bad, like cancer or a heart problem, or I can at least ramp up and feel like I can understand what it is and I could go try to fight it. The most annoying thing is somebody telling you, I don't know. And that is the reason people don't really want a full rebuild. Because think about it. What if you go back to the doctor and they tell you, well, you do got the C word and you got a bad heart. You're like, hold on, that's two things. I can't have two things wrong with me. But what if it's the Browns? And you look at it, you got a quarterback problem. You might have a general manager problem. And you might have a head coach problem.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't want to just flat out say, all of it got to go. Because if all of it goes...
You want to tweak one thing at a time and see if it fixes it, yeah.
And think about it. He brings up 2017. We were all in the mix. I was old. We were all old. We sacrificed Joe Thomas's career. That man never played one playoff game. Nope. He had an opportunity to go to the Broncos and all of those other places.
Sacrificed it for a rebuild. You're 100%
right. And guess what them picks we got? Those picks we turned into great people. Chubb, yeah. Miles Garrett, Denzel Ward, David Njoku. And guess what? Y'all squandered all that. And so now you're telling me you're doing fire sales now a couple of years later and getting whiffed on two quarterbacks? Nah, some guy changed, dog. Somebody got to go.
We'll talk more about what needs to happen, what needs to change. I will say, and this can maybe be a nice tease for that conversation later, just in regards to whether or not they need to do a full rebuild or not. I do think, like, Andrew Berry had the comments, and we'll play them later for you guys, where he talked about, you know, in this sport, it's not like baseball and basketball where you got to always tear it down to the studs. I do subscribe.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
After that a little bit, because I do think like there is a path that I can see towards this thing. Maybe you come out on the other side okay. If it goes right, you got to thread the needle. That's the problem. It's like you got to do stuff that we haven't really been able to trust the organization to do before. But if you can do it, There's a path that you come out and you're okay on the other side of this. But we'll talk about that a little bit more later because, guys, tonight, the Cleveland Cavaliers back in town, 9-0, best start in the history of the franchise to a season. Kenny Atkinson, we know his brilliance has been on full display, how great the offense has been. Evan Mobley's finally taken that leap for the unicorn player that he thought he could be. Darius Garland is back to looking like an all-star. And despite all those things, the Cavaliers at 9-0 so far this season haven't yet beaten a team that is over 500 this season. Now, I'm not trying to take away from the fact that 9-0 to start a season is something. That is a statement in of its own right. Like, you're sort of cementing yourself as you're stockpiling a lot of wins in the Eastern Conference that are going to help you with tiebreakers and things. You're getting a nice little buffer sort of to start the year in the Eastern Conference as that one seed, and maybe that helps you so you don't fall too far down the standings later when things get a little. I think there's going to be some bumps in the road at some point here. So there's a lot of good about this, and it certainly is a statement that you change the coach, you keep this team largely the same, and you're out here just balling on another level that many of us didn't necessarily think was even possible. But I think tonight, G, with the Warriors in town, 7-1 on the season, that team has been the dynasty. Like, they're the golden, they're the gold standard of this league right now. Like, stay competitive around star players. They broke up their big three, quote unquote, this offseason, but they're still really competitive. They got the great coach. They got one of the superstar best players of all time on their team. You beat them. Also a team that, by the way, for a little while we considered a rival of ours because we were meeting them in the finals every single year. You beat that team tonight. I think that is like the first real like statement win for this team where it's like, if you're not taking this team seriously already, now you're going to have to start taking them seriously.
Well, I agree, and I disagree a little bit. I think that they've had three or four statement wins. They just have come while people kind of are not really paying attention. I think the one big statement win is they came from behind in New York. They were down. New York made a bunch of splash moves. They got Cat. That Karl-Anthony Towns, they brought him in. They got Mikal Bridges, they brought him in. They still had the team that they was coming off a really great year with Jalen Brunson and Hart and all those guys. So I thought, you know, it'll take time for those guys to get together. Yeah. But the Cat.
And that's why, for me, the Knicks game, you bring up the comeback, that is a massive point. And I think you're right, because that stage has been a bugaboo for this team, as we know. Like, playing at MSG, down double digits.
And they got punked by them. They got punked by them a couple years ago.
That's not really an area where this team has thrived in the past. So to see them overcome that on that stage
early.
But the point you brought up at the end there is what I go back to is, like, I think that win was a big one and it was important. I think, though, because the Knicks are different this year and they're still sort of figuring things out, I didn't put a ton of stock in that one so early in the season just yet. But I'm interested to see how that matchup looks like down the stretch later in the season when the Knicks finally kind of figure out what they're doing.
But we also have to give the Cavs credit because they're not different. They have the same players, but they don't have the same philosophy, the same coach, the same attitude. They're doing different things, running different sets. So we can say that the Cavs, if the Cavs came out and struggled a little bit, the first thing we would say is, look, it's a brand new system. It's a brand new coach. They're trying to play it in a way that moves the basketball that is completely different from what they were doing under JB, which was pick and roll and keeping Evan Mobley just sitting around. But now, that's a testament to what they are able to do, and it makes you more encouraged because they're 9-0 right now, and they ain't even been around them but one summer. So think about what they'll be able to do when they're completely comfortable in the system. So I give them credit for that. I give them credit for coming out and playing hard and playing who's on the schedule. I think sometimes we kind of diminish what teams are doing because other teams aren't good at that point. Well, we can't help that. Hey, if they want to win some games, I welcome you to it. Win all the games you can, and you can have a nice record like us. But I do agree with this, though. This game, because it is the Golden State Warriors, because they have a 7-1 record, and because they do have Kerr and Draymond Green and Steph Curry, one of the best players to ever put the jersey on, this is going to carry a little more cachet. Eyeballs are going to be on it. And if they can continue to play that way, you got a different response.
And we've already heard the national media largely start to take notice. Like, I'm seeing the Cavs pop up near the top of like a lot of these power rankings now, and they're talking about this team as all of a sudden the darlings of the NBA. There's a lot more chat. And listen, like, think about how far we've come when the chatter around this Cavs team the last couple of years, if they were getting talked about nationally, it was always with the caveat of like, where's Donovan Mitchell going to play next year? Right. He's not going to stay there. So the fact that now, like, we've come a long way to have this team now talked about in a way where it's like, they're actually good. We have to take them seriously. I think this accelerates that conversation further. And speaking of accelerating that conversation even further, at what point should we elevate our expectations for the Cavaliers? How high were your expectations before the 9-0 start to the season?
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.